Well, then we are going to move on to Andrew Bentley.
Hi, I'm Andrew Bentley. I actually didn't have anything prepared this evening, but I want to respond to Joe's story, actually. Is Joe still here?
No.
Oh. Well, he'll listen later. Do you guys listen to the podcast afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right. Because I actually, that story about his best friends calling and breaking up with him struck a chord with me, because I actually went through the same thing when the summer before I started sixth grade, but from the opposite side. That's right. Because it is. No, the... My name's Keith, and...
By a bus?
Yeah, I changed my name. No, when I was in preschool, I was in preschool with a kid named Ben Holmes, and the two of us became fast friends. We were really each other's only friend, really, for, you know, a couple years until, like, elementary school. But I don't know what the school programs are like here in Chicago or wherever you all grew up in. In Northern Virginia, in Fairfax County anyway, on Mondays during elementary school, you got out like 2 or 3 hours early. And I'm not sure why, what the rationale was, but there you go, probably. Mystery solved.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you would get to go home a few hours early, and since both our parents, or both our moms, worked intermittently, and we were such good friends, for years we had a thing where every other week, and, you know, we'd trade off, and I would go to Ben's house, or he would come to mine. And this wasn't really a problem while I had basically just Ben as a good friend. And then as I went up in elementary school and I made friends with other people, they wanted to do stuff on Mondays. Mondays was like the big day to do stuff with your school friends. And they didn't know Ben. So to them, Ben was just this guy who was keeping me from hanging out with them. And so they pressured me to stop, you know, going over to Ben's house or having Ben, you know, come over to mine so we could all hang out. And, you know, being 10, you know, I couldn't, you do this in a reasonable way, be like, hey, Ben, maybe we mix it up, you know, once a month or something like that. You know, instead, I basically broke up with him. Like, I dumped Ben. Like, I gave him a phone call and, like, I talked to Mrs. Holmes. I was like, can I speak with Ben? And then, like, and basically told him, you know, I felt like our interests were, like, growing apart. I can hear it to this day. You know, his response was, I understand. Goodbye. And my response was, wait, no, can I speak to your mom real quick? I don't remember. I think because I wanted to, like, break up with Mrs. Holmes, too, or, like, be like, I'm not going to see you anymore, Mrs. Holmes. Like, I don't know. And I remember Mrs. Holmes being like, well, is it something Ben did? And I was emotionally utterly unprepared to deal with that. So I basically, I don't remember what I said. I got off that phone as quickly as possible, and then I burst into tears. My parents probably realized what I was doing was a stupid idea, but I think they decided to let me, you know, grow up. So they didn't try and talk me out of it. I just, you know, they gave me a hug, and then I sat down and played the original XCOM with my dad for a couple hours. And that was the last I saw Ben for a few years. And then the friends I was friends with in elementary school, we grew up and we ended up going to different high schools. We still hung out all the time. But my friend Chris, who was one of the big proponents of, you know, booting Ben, became very good friends with Ben in high school. And every Friday, he would go over to Ben's with a bunch of people and hang out. And I, of course, was not invited. And as I started, I met people through him, and I hung out with Ben again, and the first time I saw him, I apologized. And he said, you know, it's okay, it's fine. You know, we laughed about it. But I could tell it wasn't fine when I talked to him. And Joe's not here, but I just wanted to say to Joe, you know, yeah, it probably sucks that you don't know why, you know, your friends did that, but if I was to guess, they probably didn't have a really good reason. They may not have known either, really. But you may never see them again, but I do bet that they're sorry. So, thank you.